Today on Russian television, viewers will watch a dramatization of a work by legendary former Soviet dissident Alexander Solzhenitsyn. It's the first to be broadcast in his native country. There's some surprise that the program is getting on the air at all, because people may draw parallels between the former communist regime and Russia's increasingly authoritarian government today. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
In Russia, television adaptations of classic works of fiction are all the rage. Dostoevsky's The Idiot recently attracted a third of the country's viewing audience. Last month, Mikhail Bulgakov's The Master and Margarita drew a 60% market share. Now the state-run Russia channel hopes to repeat those successes by televising a Solzhenitsyn novel, drawn from his experiences in a Soviet prison camp. The first circle depicts the lives of scientists forced to conduct research in a special institution called a Sharashka, in which some of the Soviet Union's top scientists were jailed. Conditions there were better than most camps, as one of the film's characters describes.
It's not us. Here we are going. Here we return. A Sharashka is...
He says it's not hell. A Sharashka is the highest, best, first circle of hell. The character's main dilemma is over cooperating with the state that's imprisoned them. Refusing meant being sent to the worse hell of a labor camp. The book was first published in the West in 1968 and officially appeared behind the Iron Curtain only in the late 1990s, after Mikhail Gorbachev began opening up the Soviet Union under his policy of perestroika. Solzhenitsyn, now 87, wrote the script and narrates the story. His wife Natalia says the book's dramatization is an important event for Solzhenitsyn, who didn't expect the manuscript to be published when he finished the first draft in 1955.
As soon as he wrote the novel, it went straight into a drawer. He didn't think then he'd even be able to give it to his friends to read.
At one point, parts of the manuscript, written in tiny letters, were hidden in an empty champagne bottle. The book was later secretly distributed in so-called samizdat, or self-published form. Director Gleb Panfilov told reporters it's as relevant today as when it first shook him 30 years ago.
For me, it's a living book about real people, about a certain time, about our country, about what happened in the past, what's going on, and what may happen in the future.
Solzhenitsyn was arrested in 1945 for criticizing Stalin in a letter and spent 8 years in the prison camp system he named the Gulag Archipelago. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1970. 4 years later, he was exiled abroad and lived in seclusion for 20 years in Vermont. He returned to Russia 3 years after the Soviet collapse. Natalia Ivanova is editor of the Znamya Literary Journal. She says Solzhenitsyn is great for having changed the way many Soviets viewed the communist regime, a lesson she says is now being forgotten.
Today, when we're undergoing a crisis with the possible long-term growth of authoritarianism in our country, this is a reminder to Russia that half the country sat in prison and the other half put it there.
But Solzhenitsyn is a highly controversial figure who alienated many of his supporters with his Christian moralism and strident Russian nationalism. He denounced Western materialism. On his return to Russia, he criticized the reforms of Mikhail Gorbachev and Boris Yeltsin. He last spoke publicly in June 2005 on Russian television.
Beginning with the first day of the Gorbachev era and on, we never had democracy. I've said this many times. We don't have anything approaching democracy.
But Solzhenitsyn has supported the increasingly authoritarian President Vladimir Putin, a former KGB officer. Both men say they want to see Russia's greatness restored. Literary critic Ivanova says many have stopped looking to Solzhenitsyn for inspiration.
Solzhenitsyn doesn't enter into debates. He produces monologues, he produces judgments. But people in Russia today don't want to belong to anyone or to be told what to do.
But Ivanova says despite Solzhenitsyn's highly conservative style, The First Circle is an important read. And she says its dramatization is significant, partly because Russians flock to buy televised books. Publishers are said to be rubbing their hands in anticipation. Later this year, other channels will air more adaptations of novels, including Lev Tolstoy's Anna Karenina and Boris Pasternak's Dr. Zhivago. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.